Bribery, wire fraud, and conspiracy counts are at the heart of a federal criminal complaint revealed before U.S. Magistrate Judge Michael Romer in downtown Buffalo. Federal prosecutors are accusing Steve Pidgeon of conspiracy with then-State Supreme Court Judge John Michalik, arranging jobs for Michalik's relatives in exchange for a job for a Pidgeon associate and access to confidential information in certain judicial cases. It's similar to a case pending in State Supreme Court, but defense attorney Paul Cambria points out that key evidence was thrown out at the state level earlier this year, and he believes the federal indictment is a means to get around that.
But it'll be complicated because we do have those decisions on that side. There are lots of issues, some unique issues in the case. And so we're looking forward to getting into them and doing our job.
Meanwhile, another federal complaint against Pidgeon was dismissed, one alleging he arranged an illegal campaign contribution by a Canadian businessman. Cambria spoke of that outside the courtroom.
I never thought that there was any basis for that. I said that repeatedly. And today it's been dismissed, and we'll see how that goes.
Following months of discovery, responses, and other pretrial motions, Pidgeon's federal case is expected to begin next February. He is also charged separately in state Supreme Court with illegal campaign funding through a political action committee set up with two co-defendants. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.